Welcome to the England Logistics Podcast Network. I'm Chad Ellis, and I'll be your host as we join the temp-controlled LTL team for their customer experience initiative. This team has identified four key elements of customer service. These elements are meeting expectations, establishing a proactive approach, ramping up your efforts, and aligning with customers. Each week, members of the temp-controlled LTL team will share their experiences with one of these customer service elements. On today's episode, I'll sit down with Joe and Wendy to discuss meeting expectations and why it is a crucial piece of quality customer service. So let's talk about customer service expectations. Let's talk about managing customer expectations. We got Joe and Wendy here. You guys are in a very particular service set. You guys are in a refrigerated LTL. So you kind of have to manage a couple different things. You manage the customers, you manage the carriers. What do you do to kind of lay out the expectations for your customers and carriers? Is it different between the two? How do you kind of start to lay out those expectations once, you know, a load comes in, they request a quote, something like that? What do you do kind of at the very beginning to kind of lay out these ground rules, these expectations going forward?
Well, I think you need to convey, in particular in the temp-controlled LTL space, we do have certain restrictions based on either temperature, commodity. We also have certain days of the week that are going to be better for us to pick up. Most customers are going to be aware of that if they're shipping in that mode of transit. However, it's good to set that expectation to the customer up front of what we need them to help us to get off on the right foot. From there, it's easy for us to communicate and start building a fundamental understanding of what their expectations are from us. We're dealing with a lot of big box retail delivery locations, Costco, Trader Joe's. Those buyer networks can be very intense, and we need to adhere to their schedules and do what we can to make their world easier by locking in a set date that works for us. But you need to set that standard up front and let them know that we have some limitations, but we're able to work around them as long as we're given advance notice and the expectations on both the carrier and the customer side are being addressed up front.
So how do you manage that expectation? So you make the expectation with the customer. How do you then go to your team and internally, you know, I walk by you guys, your group all the time, and you guys are always talking back and forth. You're always throwing out things back to each other. How do you kind of use that to then manage expectations within so you make sure you're providing the best customer service possible to the customer?
Well, we work in a unique niche, as you mentioned. I think when you see us conversing and trying to figure out what's the best option, there's a lot of internal discussion. We work with really a small pool of carriers that can handle our shipment and what we really have is kind of our core commodities. So a lot of times you're seeing some of that back and forth banters, who will be the best carrier fit within our network to meet the customer's service expectations. We do have different regions where we might have three or four different options. There's certain parts of the country where you're a bit isolated or handcuffed to one option. So it's good to have that free-flowing communication of who we deem would be the best fit and who's going to be positioning us in the best place for success.
So Wendy, you kind of manage a little bit of everything from the operations standpoint. You do some load planning, you do some consolidation, you really speak to the customers and the carriers and kind of manage a lot of stuff internally to make sure things get done. So kind of talk to me about, you know, managing all those expectations at once. What kind of tools do you use? Like when you get in every day, what do you do to kind of prep for the day and to start kind of working through those challenges of managing expectations from really three or four different angles?
So the baseline for expectations and how I go throughout the day is the communication from the customers and find out what their expectation is, conveying our expectations to them, and then even within our department, communicating the expectations of the customer.
So what, kind of an open communication,
right,
with the customers, with the carriers, keeping an open communication line going.
Right. Yeah. It's always got to be there, whether it's just within our department, even just reminding of what the customer's expectations are compared to what we can actually deliver, what the actual expectations of our carriers are. So it's a fine line between all of that. Communicating our expectations, I think, is a key as well, because we know what the carrier's expectations are, we know what the customer's expectations are, and we have to all be on the same page as far as that goes. As far as my daily handling all of that, it's prioritizing. It's such a whirlwind every day with all of everything that we're going through. I usually start the day with things that are unfinished from the day before because they had to wait. I didn't have answers, but I still need to follow up with customers or follow up with carriers and see if they have the answers that I was looking for. And from there, it's just communicating with the customer. Even if I don't have an answer, check in. I looked into this last night. I still don't have an answer, but I'm working on it. I'm here for you, basically. Also checking in with the account managers and anybody else in the department, the rest of our operations team, to see if they have any information that'll help me get what I need. Everybody's full of information and everybody knows different aspects better than some of us, so collaborating is a really good tool within our department.
I think that's awesome. I think that kind of leads to another part of kind of managing customer service expectations, and that there is a human element to do it to all of this, right? So kind of there's two parts. So there's a human element. You have to be, you know, sensitive to when things come up, when frustrations arise, and also still have to kind of fit that in with the framework of, you know, the processes that we put into place. You know, the certain things have to be done at a certain time, but also, you know, there's the human element of, you know, let's still take care of you. Let's find a way to work this out and kind of take care of you. Have you guys, either one of you, been in a situation like that where you've maybe had to kind of go beyond the call of duty, so to say?
Well, I think Wendy's a great example of this, because she's cultivated extremely strong relationships with many of our key customers and then some of our key carriers as well. For instance, we just had a situation I heard of earlier where we had a driver miss a pickup, and in working through rescheduling, Wendy had the systematic knowledge that if we couldn't get a work-in appointment on this certain day, two of the orders would have to wait an entire week just based on their receiving time. So the humanistic side is she's reporting the error to the customer. She's apologizing. She's offering up solutions. Systematically, there are some limitations now based on what we can do in a recovery standpoint without some assistance from maybe a buyer or the customer. So I think a lot of that falls back to just in-depth skill set and knowledge that she has through just an intimate understanding of knowing these accounts and knowing these carrier networks so fluently that she's able to convey both the humanistic and the systematic approach.
And really taking those extra steps, I think, goes a long way to expectations in the future, right? Then when you go back to them in the future, you know, there's a level of trust, there's a level of mutual understanding that, okay, so things might not work out, but, you know, I'm still going to do the best I can to kind of help you out. Is that kind of what you've noticed?
Definitely. Like I said, it takes all parts, communication with everybody. Definitely knowing your carriers, your customer, and also conveying it to our internal team. Sometimes we don't always remember because we're caught up in the rest of everything that we have going on, trying to make things work for the customer, trying to make things fit. We forget the limitations that we have, so talking to each other and working through that is key.
That was Joe and Wendy discussing meeting expectations, one of the four elements of quality customer service. Thank you for taking the time to sit down and chat with us, and thank you to everyone who tuned in.
make sure to check out our website, englandlogistics.com/customer-experience-initiative, for new episodes as we continue the Customer Experience Initiative. Don't forget to subscribe to the England Logistics Podcast Network on iTunes or Spotify. On behalf of all of us at England Logistics, have a great week. Keep moving forward.